Next, a reminder that Storm Éowyn in January brought one of the most destructive storms in the history of the state.
The storm has knocked out electricity to hundreds of thousands of people, cut some broadband services, endangered roads with debris, and is threatening disruption to water supplies. The storm has cut electricity to 725,000 subscribers, more than any previous storm to hit Ireland.
Of the hundreds of thousands of people left without power, many in rural areas were left particularly vulnerable. For the fourth in our series of 2025's Newsmakers, we return to talk to Dr. Catherine Sweeney, a GP based in Dunmore in County Galway, who, along with the help of the local community, provided a medical service to sick and vulnerable patients left without power or communications. She spoke to our reporter, Idel McAllister.
January 2025 was quite challenging for not only our practice, but the community in Dunmore. We knew a storm was coming and we were prepared to a certain extent, as most people are, but we never envisaged the practice would be without electricity, broadband or communications for 8 days, and within the wider community that extended out to 20 days. So it was quite a challenging time for not only ourselves and the practice, but the community of Dunmore.
And just remind us also the impact that that had for a practice like yours, and the impact on yourself and your patients when you lost power and you lost communications.
So as you can understand, if you don't have any electricity, you don't have light or heat. And I think most people understand that. But I suppose with the way technology has gone now, if you don't have electricity, your broadband will cease to work. And after a prolonged period of time, communications will drop as well, because now I'm not an expert, but my understanding is that the masts that supply our communications for phone lines or for mobiles, that drops after 4 hours when the backup power runs out. So it is essentially impossible to run a practice or any business without electricity, because you don't have broadband, you don't have communications. So if your patients can't contact you and you can't contact them, it's incredibly difficult to provide care for them. We were so concerned about our most vulnerable. So that would be our most young, our newborn babies, our palliative patients, and then our older generation who possibly living alone. We couldn't even ring to check in to make sure that they were okay. And so it came down to community was really what stepped in. And it was quite heartwarming to see how a small rural community came together to assist each other in making sure that everybody was looked after, taken care of. So my staff were excellent in thinking of, you know, they brainstormed to come up with lists of people that they needed checking in on, because we couldn't contact them, and community volunteers were able to go out and check on them. And thankfully we didn't have any adverse outcomes, but if it wasn't for the strong community spirit that we have in Dunmore, I would be certain that we would have had casualties.
And just to remind us, when you realised that your GP practice was fully in the dark, you did manage to scramble a kind of service from your home. What was that like, or how did that work?
So even in my own home in Claremorris, 20 minutes away, we didn't have any electricity or power for the first 4 days of the storm. I was one of the first staff members to get power back. So once it came back, I realised I could get access to patient charts. I could get into our system through the cloud. We were able to take the phones from the surgery, plug them in the house to get them set up on the broadband. And we then had access to, patients had access to us. So that was vital. And thankfully, by Tuesday of that week, patients were able to ring. They were able to email in. We were able to assist from that perspective. And if they needed assistance, we could go to them, even though at some points it was challenging with fallen trees and fallen electricity lines. So we were able to provide a very, I suppose, skeletal service to patients in that challenging time.
but practical things like vaccines had to be destroyed. How did you manage those types of things?
So the difficulty there is, I suppose, the big thing is you can't use vaccines if they haven't, you know, they have to be stored in a certain manner, and that requires electricity. So once, you know, we had hoped that they would survive because the temperature was so cold within the building and outside, but when we looked into it using our dongle software within the fridge, they couldn't be used, so they had to be disposed of, unfortunately. And it meant a delay then in children having their childhood vaccines, because, of course, they have to be then reordered in. And that's not something that happens overnight or the next day. So once power is restored, they all had to be disposed of and new vaccines ordered in. So just operationally, it was extremely difficult to provide a local service without that infrastructure in place at that time.
You spoke at the time just about how frustrating it was just finding yourselves so cut off. Just remind us just about the impact of that and just how you and your patients felt at the time, just being in the dark.
I think initially there was a sense of, well, we'll get through this. But I suppose the length of time it took for power and normal service to resume was not expected. And I feel that, I had staff members who didn't have running water. They didn't have heat in their own homes for up to 20 days. So, and they were at work, but it was very difficult for them facing going home to a cold house and not being able to prepare a warm meal. So I think there was a sense in the west of Ireland, perhaps, and possibly other areas of the country that were affected like we were, that we'd been left behind to a certain extent and forgotten. I know I'm from Dublin, and I know my family in Dublin, life went on as normal after the storm, but that wasn't the case for us. And there was a sense of frustration at, I suppose it did expose the fact that how vulnerable we were and how vulnerable the electricity supply was. It exposed how vulnerable businesses and services are without that supply.
If there was another severe weather event, do you think lessons have been learned just in terms of responding to a critical rural service like your own?
Absolutely. I'm not the only business in the town who has learned lessons from what happened earlier this year. Like other businesses in the town, I've had to look at having access to a generator. We've had to install a backup mobile broadband for the practice in the form of a dongle, batteries for fridges. And we've even had to go to the extent within the community of discussing having walkie-talkies for the different businesses and voluntary groups that we can communicate with each other, because it was that was the biggest issue that arose for us, was that we couldn't communicate with each other. People were, once you drove into the town, once you were a mile within the limits of the town, your phone signal dropped. So once you were in the town, you couldn't communicate with anybody else. You had to leave and go elsewhere to find pockets where there was phone signal. And you would have to wait for that person to also have phone signal. So you might have to send a message, wait a couple of hours, go back to the place where you had phone signal, see if they've replied. So one of the things we're looking at is having walkie-talkies in place and radio bulletins through the parish radio, so that the townspeople can communicate and get information out to people. I suppose one of the big things that we as a community have learned is that we need to have a central hub that people can attend for supports. So we are fighting for a community generator, and we will be applying through the community support, or the community development department in Galway County Council, for the community support centre grant. And hopefully we will get that generator, because unfortunately for us in Dunmore, it's not just the storm where we have electricity outages. This is a recurrent issue within the town, and we've had, from my records, 7 power outages since Storm Éowyn, and this is an incredibly challenging issue for us in the community. The most recent was on the 6th of December. We had a power outage for up to 18 hours in parts without, there was no weather event. There was no explanation as to why there was no electricity. And we have, you know, I was aware of patients, you know, with young babies sterilizing babies' bottles on a camping stove. So this is a recurrent issue. And like everybody else, I'm preparing for power outages on a regular basis and for any further weather events that, like Storm Éowyn. But as a community, we are also putting in place measures to protect people, that they can go to hubs where they can have warm food, water, they have bathroom facilities, access to charging their phones, use of broadband. But we will need support from the County Council and the government to make sure that that happens. And I would implore local County Councillors, TDs and Ministers to really shine a light on this issue and do all that they can to ensure that not only that we have this in place, but that we have a proper grid in place and the proper infrastructure for small towns like ourselves.
And that was Galway-based Dr. Catherine Sweeney reminding us how some communities were cut off in the aftermath of Storm Éowyn back in January. She was speaking to Adele McAllister.